Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Saturday is the fourth annual art festival at Brighton Beach. It's happening all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a festival of over 40 local and regional artists bringing their work to a beautiful North Shore location. As in years past, this festival includes art from a wide array of media, from woodworking and jewelry, painting and sculpture, textile and glasswork, photography, and so many artists that you've known, heard from here on Radio Gallery, and grown to love. We spoke with one of the festival organizers.
My name is Rosemary Guttormson, and I'm a watercolor painter, and I am one of the three people that organizes this art fair and puts it on every year for the last, this will be our fourth year.
Well, this is an amazing venue.
Well, I give Penny Clark and Nikki Johnson had this idea. They thought that Brighton Beach would be an ideal spot for an art fair. And so they got moving on it, and then they asked me to be part of the organization. And we call ourselves Lake Superior Artrepreneurs. It's been very successful, and people really, artists really want to be in it. And I see it as it's an art fair put on by artists. Nikki's a watercolor painter, and Penny does ceramics, pottery, and also she used to do glass. So we've been to art fairs, and we know what artists like. We have a lot of local art people. I call it regional, some into Wisconsin, over to Grand Rapids, up the shore, and a few folks from the Twin Cities. I would call them regional, local regional artists.
Tell us about your work, and will you be at the fair?
Yes, I will have my tent there, and I'll be right down by the lake. For the show, I will have a lot of, I paint bears, and I try to concentrate on smaller paintings and prints, some note cards that I've made from my originals, things people can put in their cabin or in their bathroom or wherever they have a little space.
Who else is a part of this art fair? Are there some favorites or some names that people might recognize?
Well, Nikki Johnson, she and Joy Day will both be there. They have work together to create a lot of children's books that people know, like Agate and the one about the Northern Lights. We'll have Sue Rowe from the Twin Cities. She paints bears, too, but different bears than my bears. Ryan Tischer with his lovely photography. He's from Duluth. Some woodworkers that do beautiful things with wood and cutting boards and usable items. We have potters like the Husbys from Duluth, Patty Salo Downs, who does fiber work, known for her fiber purses and shawls and scarves. We have Patty Berg from Twin Cities. She makes lovely hats. My favorite is Marcia Almquist. She does these little dolls and folk art dolls that everybody just kind of falls in love with. We have Warren Slocum, who does stained-infused glass. We have a lot of jewelry, Lily Winter, April Witski. You know, just about everything. We have block prints. We have things to wear, things to put on your table, things to put on your walls.
Well, and being towards the end of the summer here, it's kind of like people's last North Shore chance to maybe do that Christmas shopping or get some of those items that remind us of summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, hopefully the weather will be a beautiful sunny day and people can enjoy being by the lake, and we have a couple food trucks there, and they can shop and have a lunch and enjoy their day.
The Art Festival at Brighton Beach is happening on Saturday, August 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.